Beginning of the English Volume 5, The Book of Genesis, Preface to the 28th Chapter, 3650. In the preface to the preceding chapter there was unfolded what the Lord taught and foretold in Matthew 24, verses 8 to 14, concerning the last judgment, that is, the last days of the church. See number 3486 to 3489. There now follow in order, for explication in accordance with the same method of procedure, the contents of verses 15 to 18 in the same chapter. When therefore ye shall see the abomination of desolation which was told of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, let him that readeth understand. Then let them that are in Judea flee unto the mountains. Let him that is upon the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. And let him that is in the field not return back to take his garment. 3651. Everyone may see that these words contain arcana, and that unless these arcana are disclosed, it is impossible to know what is meant by them that are in Judea fleeing to the mountains, by him that is upon the housetop not going down to take anything out of his house, and by him that is in the field not returning back to take his garment. Unless the internal sense were to teach what these words signify and enfold within them, the investigators and interpreters of the word might be led away and fall into opinions altogether foreign to the truth. Or it might even happen that those who at heart deny the holiness of the word might come to the conclusion that such expressions merely describe flight and escape on the approach of an enemy, consequently, that there is nothing more holy contained therein. When yet by these words of the Lord there is fully described a state of the devastation of the church in respect to the goods of love and the truths of faith, as may be seen from the following explication of the words in question. 3652. According to the internal sense, the signification is as now follows. When therefore ye shall see the abomination of desolation, signifies the devastation of the church, which occurs when the Lord is no longer acknowledged, consequently when there is no love and no faith in him, also when there is no longer any charity toward the neighbor, and consequently when there is not any faith of good and truth. When this is the case in the church, or rather in the region where the word is in existence, that is, when men are such in the thoughts of the heart, even if not in the doctrine of their lips, then there is desolation, and the things just mentioned are its abomination, so that the words, when ye shall see the abomination of desolation, signify when any one observes such things. And what is to be done in such a case is told in what now follows in verses 16 to 18. Which was told of by Daniel the prophet, in the internal sense signifies by the prophets. For where any prophet is mentioned by name in the word, it is not the prophet that is meant, but the prophetic word itself, because names never penetrate into heaven. See number 1876, 1888. And yet the same is not signified by one prophet as by another. What is signified by Moses, Elias, and Elisha may be seen in the preface to chapter 18 and in number 2762. But by Daniel is signified everything prophetic concerning the Lord's advent and concerning the state of the church, in the present case concerning its last state. The subject of devastation is largely treated of in the prophets, and by it in the sense of the letter is signified the devastation of the Jewish and Israelitish church. But in the internal sense there is signified the devastation of the church in general, thus also the devastation which is now at hand. Standing in the holy place signifies devastation as to all things which are of good and truth. The holy place is a state of love and faith. That place in the internal sense is state, see above, number 2625, 2837, 3356, 3387. The holy of this state is the good which is of love, and the derivative truth which is of faith. And nothing else than these is meant by holy in the word, because these things are from the Lord, who is the holy itself, or the sanctuary. Let him that readeth understand, signifies that these things are to be well observed by those who are in the church, especially by those who are in love and faith, who now come to be treated of. Then let them that are in Judea flee into the mountains, signifies that they who are of the church will not look elsewhere than to the Lord, thus to love to him and to charity toward the neighbor, that by Judea is signified the church will be shown below, that by a mountain is signified the Lord himself, but by mountains love to him and charity toward the neighbor, may be seen above number 795, 796, 1430, 2722. According to the sense of the letter, the meaning would be that when Jerusalem was besieged, as it came to be by the Romans, then they should not betake themselves thither, but to the mountains, according to what is written in Luke. When ye see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that her devastation is at hand. Then let them that are in Judea flee upon the mountains, and let them that are in the midst of her depart out, and let not them that are in the regions enter therein. 21, verses 20 and 21. But in this passage the case is the same with Jerusalem, namely, that in the sense of the letter it is Jerusalem which is understood, while in the internal sense it is the Lord's church. See number 402, 21:17. For each and all of the things recorded in the Word concerning the Jewish and Israelitish people are representative of the Lord's kingdom in the heavens, and of his kingdom on earth, that is, of the church, as has been often shown. Hence it is that by Jerusalem in the internal sense is nowhere meant Jerusalem, nor by Judea, Judea. But these matters were of such a nature as to be capable of representing the celestial and spiritual things of the Lord's kingdom, and the event took place for the sake of the representation. In this way the word could be so written as to be adapted to the apprehension of the man who should read it, and also to the understanding of the angels who are with the man. This likewise was the reason why the Lord spoke in the same manner, for had he spoken otherwise, his word would not have been adapted to the understanding of those who read it, especially at that time, nor to the understanding of the angels. Thus it would neither have been received by man, nor understood by the angels. Let him that is upon the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house, signifies that such as are in the good of charity should not betake themselves to those things which belong to doctrinal matters of faith. In the word, the housetop signifies the higher state of man, thus his state as to good, but those things which are below it signify the lower state of man, thus his state as to truth. Numbers 7:10, 17:08, 22:33, 22:34, 31:42, 35:38. As regards the state of a man of the church, the case is this. While he is being regenerated, he learns truths for the sake of good, for he has the affection of truth on this account. But after he has been regenerated, he acts from truth and good. After the man has arrived at this state, he ought not to betake himself to his former state, for if he should do this, he would reason from truth concerning the good in which he is, and would thereby pervert his state, for all reasoning ceases and ought to cease when a man is in a state to will what is true and good, for he then thinks and acts from the will, consequently from conscience, and not as before from the understanding. And if he should again think and act from this, he would fall into temptations in which he would succumb. This then is what is signified by, let him that is upon the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. And let him that is in the field not return back to take his garment. That is, his tunic, signifies that such as are in the good of truth should not betake themselves from the good thereof to what is doctrinal of truth. In the word, a field signifies this state of man in respect to good. What is meant by field may be seen above, number 368, 2971, 3196, 3310, 3317, 3500, 3508. And a garment or tunic signifies that which clothes good, that is, what is doctrinal of truth, for this is as clothing to good. That a garment has this signification may be seen above, number 297, 1073, 2576, 3301. Everyone can see that in these words deeper things are hidden than those which appear in the letter, for they were spoken by the Lord himself. 3653. From all this it is now evident that in these verses there is fully described the state of devastation of the church in respect to the goods of love and the truths of faith, and that at the same time there is given an exhortation to those who are in these goods and truths in regard to what they ought then to do. There are three kinds of men within the church, namely those who are in love to the Lord, those who are in charity toward the neighbor, and those who are in the affection of truth. Those who belong to the first class, who are in love to the Lord, are specifically signified in the words, "Let them that are in Judea flee into the mountains." Those in the second class who are in charity toward the neighbor are specifically signified in the words, "Let him that is upon the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house." Those in the third class who are in the affection of truth are specifically signified in the words, "And let him that is in the field not return back to take his garment." See what has been said and explained above in regard to these words, number 2454, and what is meant by returning back and looking behind him. 3654. That in the internal sense of the word, Judea does not signify Judea, nor in like manner Jerusalem, Jerusalem, may be seen from many passages in the word. Judea is not so frequently mentioned in the word as is the land of Judah, and by the land of Judah, as well as by the land of Canaan, is signified the Lord's kingdom, consequently also the church, for the church is the Lord's kingdom on earth. And this for the reason that the Lord's celestial kingdom was represented by Judah, or by the Jewish nation, and his spiritual kingdom by Israel, or the Israelitish people. And inasmuch as it was so represented, therefore also when mention is made in the word of that nation and people, in the internal sense, there is nothing else signified thereby. That this is the case will appear from what of the Lord's divine mercy will be said hereafter concerning Judah and the land of Judah, and in the meantime from the following few passages in the prophets. In Isaiah, "My beloved had a vineyard in the horn of a son of oil, and he made a hedge about it, and gathered out the stones thereof, and planted it with a noble vine, and built a tower in the midst of it, and also hewed out a winepress therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitant of Jerusalem, and man of Judah, judge, I pray you, between me and my vineyard. I will make it a desolation, for the vineyard of Yehovah Zebaoth is the house of Israel, and the man of Judah is the plant of his delights. And he looked for judgment, but behold a festering, for justice, but behold a cry." 5, verses 1 to 3, 6 and 7. In this passage, in the sense of the letter, the perverted state of the Israelites and Jews is treated of. But in the internal sense, the perverted state of the church, as represented by Israel and Judah. The inhabitant of Jerusalem is the good of the church. That inhabitant signifies good, or what is the same, those who are in good, may be seen above, number 2268, 2451, 2712, 3613. And that Jerusalem signifies the church, see number 402, 2117. The signification of the house of Israel is similar. That house signifies good may be seen above, number 710, 1708, 2233, 2234, 3142, 3538. And that Israel signifies the church, number 3305. In like manner the man of Judah, for by man is signified truth, number 265, 749, 1007, 3134, 3310, 3459. and by Judah good, but with the difference that the man of Judah signifies truth from the good of love to the Lord, which is called celestial truth, that is, those who are in such truth. In the same, and he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four wings of the earth. The envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the enemies of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not straiten Ephraim. Yahweh shall accurse the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with the vehemence of his breath shall shake his hand over the river. And there shall be a highway for the remains of his people, which shall be left from Asher. 11 verses 12, 13, 15, and 16. The subject here treated of in the sense of the letter is the bringing back of the Israelites and Jews from captivity. But in the internal sense, it is concerning a new church in general, and with every individual in particular who is being regenerated or is becoming a church. The outcasts of Israel denote the truths of such persons, the dispersed of Judah their goods, Ephraim their intellectual part in that it will no longer be resistant, Egypt scientifics, and Asher the derivative reasoning which they have perverted. The outcasts, the dispersed, the remains, and those who are left denote the truths and goods which survive. That Ephraim denotes the intellectual part will be made manifest elsewhere, and that Egypt is the scientific, number 1164, 1165, 1186, 1462, 2588, 3325. That Asher is reasoning, number 119, 1186, and that remains are goods and truths from the Lord stored up in the interior man, number 468, 530, 560, 561, 660, 661, 798, 1050, 1738, 1906, 2284. In the same, hear ye this, O house of Jacob, called by the name of Israel, and they have come forth out of the waters of Judah, for they call themselves of the holy city, and stay themselves upon the God of Israel. 48 verses 1 and 2. Where the waters of Judah denote the truths which are from the good of love to the Lord. The truths thence derived are the very goods of charity, which are called spiritual goods, and constitute the spiritual church, the internal of which is Israel, and the external the house of Jacob. Hence it is manifest what is signified by the house of Jacob called by the name of Israel, and by their coming forth out of the waters of Judah. In the same, I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob, and out of Judah an inheritor of my mountains, and mine elect shall possess it, and my servants shall dwell there. 55 verse 9. Out of Judah an inheritor of mountains, in the supreme sense denotes the Lord, and in the representative sense those who are in love to him, and thus in the good of love to the Lord and of love to the neighbor. That mountains signify these goods was shown above, number 3652. So in Moses, Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he crouched as a lion, and as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? Genesis 49, verse 9, where it is clearly manifest that in the supreme sense by Judah is meant the Lord, and in the representative sense, those who are in the good of love to him. So in David, when Israel went forth out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a barbarous people, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. Psalm 114, verses 1 and 2. In this passage also, Judah denotes celestial good, which is the good of love to the Lord, and Israel, celestial truth, or spiritual good. So in Jeremiah, behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will raise unto David a just offshoot, and he shall reign as king, and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell securely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, Yahuwah, our justice. 23 verses 5 and 6, 33 verses 15 and 16. Where the Lord's advent is treated of, Judah denoting those who are in the good of love to the Lord, Israel those who are in the truth of this good. That by Judah is not meant Judah, nor by Israel, Israel, is evident from the fact that neither Judah nor Israel was saved. In like manner and the same, I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and will build them as at the first. 33 verse 7. In the same, in those days and in that time, saith Yahuwah, the sons of Israel shall come, they and the sons of Judah together. Going and weeping shall they go, and shall seek Yahuwah their God, and they shall seek Zion in the way with their faces thitherward. 50 verses 4 and 5. Again, at that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of Yahuwah, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it for the name of Yahuwah to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the stubbornness of their evil heart. In those days the house of Judah shall walk to the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north upon the land. 3 verses 17 and 18. Again, behold, the days come, saith Yahuwah, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. And I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days. I will put my law in the midst of them and will write it on their heart. 31 verses 27, 31 and 33. That Israel or the house of Israel is not here meant is very evident, because they were dispersed among the Gentiles and were never brought back out of captivity. Consequently, neither was Judah nor the house of Judah meant, but thereby were signified, in the internal sense, those who are of the Lord's spiritual and celestial kingdom. With these is made a new covenant, and on their heart is the law written. A new covenant denoting conjunction with the Lord by means of good. See number 665, 666, 1023, 1038, 1864, 1996, 2003, 2021, 2037. The law written on their heart, denoting the consequent perception of good and of truth, and also conscience. So in Joel, and it shall come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drop new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the streams of Judah shall flow with waters. And a fountain shall go forth out of the house of Yahuwah, and shall water the stream of Shittim. Egypt shall be a waste, and Edom shall be for a desert of a waste, for the violence done to the sons of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall abide forever, and Jerusalem to generation and generation. 3 verses 18 and 20. From all the particulars in this passage also it is manifest that by Judah is not meant Judah, nor by Jerusalem, Jerusalem, but those who are in the holy of love and of charity. For these shall abide forever, and to generation and generation. So in Malachi, behold, I send mine angel who shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the angel of the covenant whom ye desire. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto Yahuwah, as in the days of eternity, and as in former years. 3 verses 1 and 4, where the Lord's advent is treated of. That at that time the offering of Judah and Jerusalem was not pleasant unto Yahuwah is evident. And from this it is manifest that by Judah and Jerusalem are signified such things as are of the Lord's church. The case is the same everywhere in the word where mention is made of Judah, of Israel, and of Jerusalem. From all this it is then evident what is signified by Judah in Matthew, namely, the Lord's church, in the present case, vastated. 3655. The subject treated of in the preceding verses from the Evangelist was the first and second state of the church's perversion. That the first state consisted in their beginning no longer to know what is good and what is true, and in disputing together about them whence came falsities, may be seen above number 3354. And that the second state consisted in their despising what is good and true, and also in being averse thereto, and thus in the dying out of faith in the Lord, according to the degrees of the cessation of charity, may be seen above number 3487, 3488. So that the subject treated of in this preface is the third state of the church, which is its state of desolation in respect to good and truth. Chapter 28, verse 1. And Isaac called Jacob, and blessed him, and commanded him, and said unto him, Thou shalt not take a woman of the daughters of Canaan. 2. Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee from thence a woman of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. 3. And God Shaddai will bless thee, and will make thee fruitful and multiply thee, and thou shalt be a company of peoples. 4. And he will give thee the blessing of Abraham, to thee and to thy seed with thee, to cause thee to inherit the land of thy sojournings, which God gave unto Abraham. 5. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Paddan Aram to Laban the son of Bethuel the Aramean, the brother of Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Esau. 6. And Esau saw that Isaac blessed Jacob, and sent him to Paddan Aram to take him from thence a woman, and in blessing him commanded him, saying, Thou shalt not take a woman of the daughters of Canaan. 7. And Jacob hearkened to his father and to his mother, and went to Paddan Aram. 8. And Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan were evil in the eyes of Isaac his father. 9. And Esau went to Ishmael, and took Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebaioth, over his woman to himself for a woman. 10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba, and went toward Haran. 11. And he lighted upon a place, and passed the night there, for the sun was set. And he took of the stones of the place, and placed them for his pillows, and lay down in that place. 12. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set on the earth, and its head reaching to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. 13. And behold, Yahuwah standing upon it. And he said, I am Yahuwah, the God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. 14. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt break forth to the sea, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee shall all the families of the ground be blessed, and in thy seed. 15. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee whithersoever thou goest, and will bring thee back to this ground, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee. 16. And Jacob awoke out of his sleep, and he said, Surely Yahuwah is in this place, and I knew it not. 17. And he feared, and said, How terrible is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. 18. And Jacob rose up early in the morning, and took the stone that he had placed for his pillows, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the head of it. 19. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of the city was Luz at the first. 20. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way wherein I walk, and will give me bread to eat, and raiment to put on. 21. and I return in peace to my father's house. Yahuwah shall be to me for God. 22. And this stone which I have set up for a pillar shall be God's house, and all that thou shalt give me, tithing, I will tithe it to thee. The contents. 3656. In the supreme sense, this chapter treats of the Lord, how he began to make his natural divine both as to truth and as to good, and the means by which he effected this are described in general. But in the representative sense, it treats of how the Lord regenerates or makes new the natural of man both as to truth and as to good. The process in general is in like manner described, verses 1 to 10. 3657. In the internal supreme sense, there is described how the Lord began to make his natural divine as to truth from the ultimate of order, that thereby he might make disposition of the intermediates, and might conjoin each and all things with the first, that is, with his divine itself. But in the internal representative sense, there is described how the Lord regenerates the human natural also from the ultimate of order, and thereby disposes the intermediates, in order that through the rational he may conjoin them with himself. Verses 11 to 22. The internal sense, 3658, verses 1 and 2. And Isaac called Jacob, and blessed him, and commanded him, and said unto him, Thou shalt not take a woman of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee from thence a woman of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And Isaac called Jacob, signifies perception by the Lord of the quality in respect to the good of truth, and blessed him, signifies that thus conjunction would be effected, and commanded him and said unto him, signifies reflection and consequent perception. Thou shalt not take a woman of the daughters of Canaan, signifies provided that it be not conjoined with the affections of falsity and evil. Arise, signifies provided it should elevate that good thence. Go to Paddan Aram, signifies the cognitions of such truth. To the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee from thence a woman of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. Signifies collateral external good and the derivative truth that was to be conjoined. 3659. And Isaac called Jacob. That this signifies perception by the Lord of the quality in respect to the good of truth is evident from the signification of calling anyone as being to perceive the quality, number 3609, and from the representation of Isaac as being the Lord as to the divine good of the divine rational, number 1893, 2066, 2072, 2083, 2630, 3012, 3194, 3210. And from the representation of Jacob as being the Lord as to natural truth, number 1893, 3305, 3509, 3525, 3546, 3576, 3599. But here, and in what follows in this chapter, Jacob represents the good of this truth, from which it is evident that by the words Isaac called Jacob is signified perception by the Lord of the quality in respect to the good of truth. The reason why Jacob here represents the good of this truth is that he has now carried off the birthright of Esau and also his blessing, and has thereby put on the person of Esau, but still no further than in respect to the good of the truth which he had before represented. For all truth, whatsoever it be, and whatsoever its quality, has good within it, inasmuch as truth is not truth except from good. It is from this that it is called truth. By the birthright which he took, and by the blessing, he obtained over Esau the privilege that his posterity should succeed to the promise made to Abraham and Isaac concerning the land of Canaan, and thus that by him should be represented the Lord's divine natural, as by Isaac was represented the divine rational, and by Abraham his divine itself. In order, therefore, that the representative might fall upon one person, it was permitted that he should thus take from Esau the birthright and afterwards the blessing. Hence it is that Jacob now represents the good of the natural, but here at first the good of that truth, namely of the truth which he had represented just before. Esau is also still further treated of, as in the following verses 6-8 of this chapter, to the intent that there might be represented the good of truth and the interior truth of good of the Lord's natural, which could not as yet be represented by Jacob. What and of what quality is the good of the truth here represented by Jacob will appear from what follows. 3660. And blessed him. That this signifies that thus conjunction would be effected is evident from the signification of being blessed as being to be conjoined. See number 3504, 3514, 3530, 3565, 3584. The reason why Isaac the father now blesses Jacob the son, although he had come with guile and taken the blessing from Esau, and Isaac had shuddered at that deed, as appears from the preceding chapter, verses 33 and 35, is that Isaac now perceived that it was the posterity of Jacob and not that of Esau that was to possess the land of Canaan, and therefore the blessing was confirmed by Isaac. But the guile at which Isaac shuddered signified and foretold what was deceptive in the posterity of Jacob in regard to the representatives, that is to say, that they were very far from sincerely or at heart representing the divine or celestial things of the Lord's kingdom, and were thus utterly unlike the ancient church, being merely an external separate from what is internal, and not even in these, inasmuch as they so often fell away into open idolatries. What is meant by being conjoined, or by conjunction, here signified in the internal sense by being blessed, was shown above. Namely, that the natural as to good and as to truth should be adjoined to the rational, or what is the same thing, the external man to the internal. For in order that the Lord might make his natural divine, he had to implant therein such good and truth as would correspond with the good and truth of the divine rational. Without corresponding goods and truths, no conjunction is possible. There are innumerable goods and truths of the natural, or such as are proper to the natural man, so innumerable that man can scarcely know their most general kinds, in spite of the fact that when mention is made of natural good and truth, it appears to man as one simple thing. For the whole natural and all that is in it is nothing else than this good and truth. And this being the case, it is evident that there are goods and truths of the natural in which the goods and truths of the rational can be, and that there are goods and truths of the natural in which the goods and truths of the rational cannot be. Consequently, that there are goods and truths of the natural which can be adjoined to the goods and truths of the rational by correspondence. Such goods and truths are treated of in this and the following chapters. To know these goods and truths, and to distinguish them from one another, and also to view their qualities, and thus how they are adapted for conjunction, does not so well appear to man so long as he does not think from what is interior, or from enlightenment by the light of heaven, for in this case such things appear to him to be both obscure and undelightful. But nevertheless, they are suited to the apprehension and understanding of angels, and even to the apprehension of spirits. For the thoughts of angels and spirits are not distracted by cares for worldly, corporeal, and earthly things, as they had formerly been when they lived as men in the world. Angels and spirits are in the pleasantness of intelligence and the bliss of wisdom when such things are present with them from the internal sense of the word. For then what is divine shines upon them, because in the supreme sense the Lord is treated of, and in the representative sense, the church and regeneration. And thereby they are in the Lord's divine sphere, and in that of his ends and uses. 3661. And commanded him, and said unto him, that this signifies reflection and consequent perception, is evident from the signification in the historicals of the word of commanding as being to reflect, and from the signification of saying as being to perceive, See number 1791, 1815, 1819, 1822, 1898, 1919, 2080, 2619, 2862. Reflection is the mental view of a thing in regard to its nature and quality, and from this comes perception. 3662. Thou shalt not take a woman of the daughters of Canaan. That this signifies, provided that it be not conjoined with the affections of falsity and evil, is evident from the signification of taking a woman as being to be associated or conjoined, from the signification of daughters as being affections, number 568, 2362, 3024, and from the signification of Canaan as being falsity and evil, number 1093, 1140, 1141, 1167, 1205, 1444, 1573, 1574, 1868. 3663. Arise. That this signifies, provided it should elevate that good thence, is evident from the signification of arising as implying some elevation. Number 2401, 2785, 2912, 2927, 3171. In the present case, an elevation from such things as are signified by the daughters of Canaan to such things as are signified by the daughters of Laban, concerning which in what follows. 3664. Go to Paddan Aram. That this signifies the cognitions of such truth is evident from the signification of Aram or Syria as being cognitions. See number 1232, 1234, 3249. That Paddan Aram signifies the cognitions of truth is because it was in Syria of the rivers where Nahor, Bethuel, and Laban dwelt, and that by Syria are signified the cognitions of truth may be seen above, number 3051. Paddan Aram is also mentioned above, 25, verse 20, and again below, 31, verse 18, in which places likewise it signifies the cognitions of truth. 3665. To the house of Bethuel thy mother's father, and take thee from thence a woman of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. That this signifies collateral external good and the derivative truth that was to be conjoined is evident from the representation of Bethuel as being the good of the Gentiles of the first class, see number 2865, from the representation of Laban as being the affection of good in the natural man, that is, the affection of external good, and properly the collateral good of a common stock, number 3129, 3130, 3160, 3612. And from the signification of taking a woman of his daughters as being to be associated to or conjoined with the derivative affections of truth. That taking a woman denotes to be conjoined is manifest, and that daughters are affections may be seen above, number 568, 2362, 3024. Hence it is evident what these words signify, namely that the good of the natural, here represented by Jacob, was to be conjoined with the truth derived from collateral external good. The case herein is this. When man is being regenerated, he is at first led by the Lord as an infant, then as a child, afterwards as a youth, and at last as an adult. The truths he learns as an infant child are altogether external and corporeal, for as yet he is unable to apprehend interior truths. These truths are no other than cognitions of such things as contain in their inmost things divine, for there are cognitions of things that do not contain anything divine in their inmost, and there are cognitions that do contain it. The cognitions that do contain what is divine are such that they can admit interior truths more and more successively and in order, whereas the cognitions that do not contain what is divine are such that they do not admit but reject these interior truths. For the cognitions of external and corporeal good and truth are like ground, which according to its quality admits seeds of one nature and not of another, bringing to maturity one kind of seeds and suffocating another. Cognitions which contain in their inmost what is divine admit into them spiritual and celestial truth and good, possessing this capacity from the divine which is within and which disposes. But the cognitions which do not contain in them what is divine admit only what is false and evil, such being their nature. Those cognitions of external and corporeal truth which admit spiritual and celestial truth and good are here signified by the daughters of Laban of the house of Bethuel, but those which do not thus admit them are signified by the daughters of Canaan. The cognitions which are learned from infancy to childhood are like most general vessels which are to be filled with goods, and in proportion as they are filled, the man is enlightened. If the vessels are such as to admit into them genuine goods, then the man is enlightened from the divine that is within them, and this successively more and more. But if they are such that genuine goods cannot be in them, then the man is not enlightened. It does appear that he is enlightened, but this from a fatuous light, which is that of falsity and evil, whereby he is more and more darkened in respect to good and truth. Such cognitions are manifold, and so manifold that their genera can scarcely be counted, still less can their species be discriminated, for they are derived in many ways from the divine, through the rational, into the natural. For some flow in immediately through the good of the rational, and thence into the good of the natural, and also into the truth of this good, and thence further into the external or corporeal natural, where also they divide into various streams. And some flow in mediately through the truth of the rational into the truth of the natural, and also into the good of this truth, and thence further into the external or corporeal natural. See number 3573, 3616. They are like nations, families, and houses, and like the blood relationships and the connections therein, there being in them some which descend in a direct line from the first father, and some which descend in a line more and more indirect or collateral. In the heavens, these things are most distinct, for all the societies therein, and thus the proximities, are distinguished according to the genera and species of good and truth. Number 685, 2508, 2524, 2556, 2739, 3612. These societies and proximities were represented by the most ancient people, who were celestial men, by their dwelling together classified in this manner into nations, families, and houses. Number 470, 471, 483, 1159, 1246. And for this reason it was enjoined that they who were of the representative church should contract marriages within the families of their own nation, for in this way they could represent heaven, and the conjunction of its societies as to good and truth. As was the case here with Jacob, in that he was to go to the house of Bethuel, his mother's father, and take him a woman of the daughters of Laban, his mother's brother. With regard to these very cognitions of external or corporeal truth, which are from collateral good, and which, as before said, contain in them what is divine, and thus are capable of admitting genuine goods, such as are the cognitions with young children who are afterwards regenerated, they are in general such as are contained in the historicals of the word, such as what is said therein concerning paradise, concerning the first man in it, concerning the tree of life in its midst, and concerning the tree of knowledge, Scientia, where was the serpent that practiced the deception. These are the cognitions that contain within them what is divine, and admit into them spiritual and celestial goods and truths, because they represent and signify these goods and truths. Such cognitions also are all other things in the historicals of the word, as what is said concerning the tabernacle and the temple, and concerning the construction of these. In like manner what is said concerning the garments of Aaron and of his sons, also concerning the feasts of tabernacles, of the first fruits of harvest, of unleavened bread, and concerning other like things. When such cognitions as these are known and thought of by a young child, the angels who are with him think of the divine things which they represent and signify. And because the angels are affected therewith, their affection is communicated, and causes the delight and pleasure which the child experiences therein. and prepares his mind to receive genuine truths and goods. Such and very many others are the cognitions of external and corporeal truth that are derived from collateral good. 3666, verses 3 to 5. And God Shaddai will bless thee, and will make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, and thou shalt be a company of peoples. And he will give thee the blessing of Abraham, to thee and to thy seed with thee, to cause thee to inherit the land of thy sojournings, which God gave unto Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Paddan Aram, to Laban the son of Bethuel the Aramean, the brother of Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Esau. And God Shaddai will bless thee, signifies the temptations of that truth and good through which there is conjunction, and will make thee fruitful and multiply thee, signifies the derivative goods and truths. And thou shalt be a company of peoples, signifies abundance, and he will give thee the blessing of Abraham, signifies the conjunction of the divine itself with the good and truth of the natural. To thee and to thy seed with thee, signifies with the good and its derivative truth. To cause thee to inherit the land of thy sojournings, signifies the life of instructions, which God gave unto Abraham, signifies which is from the divine. And Isaac sent away Jacob, signifies the beginning of manifestation. And he went to Paddan Aram, signifies here as before the cognitions of that truth. To Laban, the son of Bethuel, the Aramean, signifies collateral good. The brother of Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Esau, signifies the affinity from the mother with the good of truth which is Jacob, and with the truth of good which is Esau. 3667. And God Shaddai will bless thee. That this signifies the temptations of that truth and good through which there is conjunction is evident from the signification of God Shaddai as being temptations, concerning which signification and what follows, and from the signification of being blessed as being conjunction, see number 3504, 3514, 3530, 3565, 3584. Inasmuch as by Jacob is now represented the good of truth, as before shown, number 3659, therefore that good and truth are here meant by thee. The reason why God Shaddai signifies temptations is that in ancient times they distinguished the supreme God, that is the Lord, by various names, and this in accordance with his attributes, and in accordance with the goods which are from him, and also in accordance with the truths, the multiplicity of which is a fact that is known to everyone. They who were of the ancient church, by all these appellations, understood only one God, namely the Lord, whom they called Yahweh. But after the church had declined from good and truth, and at the same time from this wisdom, they began to worship as many gods as there were appellations of the one God, insomuch that every nation, and at last every family, acknowledged one of them for its own God. Hence came the many gods of which mention is often made in the Word. The same thing took place in the family of Terah, the father of Abraham, and also in the house of Abraham himself, who worshipped other gods, as may be seen above, number 1356, 2559, and especially the god Shaddai, number 1992. That the worship of this God remained in that house is evident also from these words in Moses. I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, in God Shaddai, but by my name Yahweh I was not known to them. Exodus 6, verse 3. This is the reason why it was said to Abraham, I am God Shaddai, walk before me, and be perfect. Genesis 17, verse 1. And why it is here said by Isaac to Jacob, God Shaddai will bless thee. That this is the case is also clearly evident from what follows in this chapter, in that after the Lord had said to Jacob in a dream, I am Yahweh, the God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac, verse 13. Still Jacob afterwards said, If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way wherein I walk, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, and I return in peace to my father's house, then Yahuwah shall be to me for God. Verse 20 and 21. From which it is evident that neither did the house of Jacob acknowledge Yahuwah, but that Jacob would acknowledge him as his God if he would be his benefactor, just as is the case at this day in Christian gentilism. But as specifically regards God Shaddai, the Lord had been so called in the ancient church with respect to temptations and to blessings and benefits after temptations, as was shown in the second part, number 1992. This is the reason why by God Shaddai in the internal sense are signified temptations. That by temptations is effected a conjunction of good and truth. See what has already been stated and shown concerning temptations. Number 2819. 3668. And will make thee fruitful and multiply thee. That this signifies the derivative goods and truths is evident from the mention of being fruitful as having reference to good, and of being multiplied as having reference to truth. Number 43, 55, 913, 983, 2846, 2847. 3669. And thou shalt be a company of peoples. That this signifies abundance is evident without explication. A company of peoples is specifically predicated of truths, for by peoples in the word are signified those who are in truth. Number 1259, 1260, 2928, 3581. Whereas by nations are signified those who are in good. Number 1259, 1260, 1416, 1849. It is here said, a company of peoples, because the subject treated of is the good of truth represented by Jacob. For the good which is from truth is one thing, and the good from which is truth is another. The good which is from truth is that which is here called Jacob, and the good from which is truth is that which is called Esau. The good which is from truth is inverse to the good from which is truth. Those who are being regenerated before their regeneration is completed are in the good which is from truth, whereas the same when regenerated are in the good from which is truth. That their state is inverse may be seen above. Number 3539, 3548, 3556, 3563, 3570, 3576, 3603.